Okie doke. It is time for healthcare delivery talk. Okay, so we're going to talk about disease prevention first. Okay, primary disease. Primary disease prevention is preventing the disease onset by reducing risk factors or increasing immunity. For this, we treat susceptible patients or the general population, and we want to prevent the disease onset. For example, healthy diets, exercise to prevent diabetes. Secondary disease prevention is we screen for early detection and treatment of pre-symptomatic disease. We prevent symptom onset. This is subclinical or asymptomatic diseases. For example, we do glucose screenings for type 2 diabetes. We want to prevent the symptom outcome. So, yeah. Next is tertiary disease prevention. This is when it's not subclinical anymore. It is clinical and symptomatic. This is where we treat the symptomatic disease. So tertiary disease prevention, or just treating the disease. We prevent clinical disease progression and sequela. We try to prevent associated morbidity, mortality, and disability. For example, hemoglobin, their A1C monitoring to guide treatment and prevent complications in diabetes. And then lastly, we have quaternary care, quaternary disease prevention. This is when we are doing this in symptomatic patients, but over-medicalized or not treatable. Quaternary, we want to quit unnecessary medical interventions, prevent overtreatment or iatrogenic harm. For example, discontinuing sulfonylureas after multiple hypoglycemic events. Okay. And the way that first aid remembers this is that the first letters of the things like match up. So primary, we prevent disease. Secondary, we screen. Tertiary, we treat. And quaternary, we quit. Boom. Okay, now we're going to talk about the different types of insurance because that's something we have to fucking live with. So first is an EPO. An EPO is an exclusive provider organization. This requires in-network care, out-of-network in emergencies, though. HMO is a health maintenance organization. They have low premiums. You are only allowed to see in-network providers, and you have to have a referral for a specialist. There's a low out-of-pocket cost for HMOs. Next is POS, point of service. This is like an HMO plus a PPO. It allows out-of-network at higher costs, and it requires referrals for specialists, so it's point of service. You get to decide the service, but you pay the price for the service. Next is a PPO, which is a preferred provider. This is flexible in or out-of-network care. We typically see increased costs for out-of-network. Difference between this and a point of service is you do not need referrals. PPO, preferred provider, you decide everything. You decide everything. Yeah. And then ACO is accountable care. This is a provider group who voluntarily coordinates care for Medicare patients. Lastly is the HDHP, which is high deductible health plan. This has low premiums, but really high out-of-pocket costs. It's compatible with a health savings account, or HSA. Next is healthcare payment models. Okay, healthcare payment models. There is a bundled payment. Healthcare organization receives a set amount per service regardless of the ultimate cost. Needs to be divided amongst all providers and facilities involved. Next is capitation. Capitation payment model is when the physician receives a set amount per patient assigned to them per period time, regardless of how much the patient uses the healthcare system. It's used by some HMOs or health maintenance organizations. Next is a discounted fee-for-service. Discounted fee-for-service is when the insurer and or patient pays for each individual service at a discounted rate predetermined by providers and payers. This is PPOs. Fee-for-service model is the insurer and or patient pays for each individual service. So no discounted rate. It is just fee for service, not a discounted fee for service. Next is global payment. Global payment is insurer slash and or payment. Oh my God, I'm going to restart that. Global payment is insurer and or patient pays for all expenses associated with a single incident of care with a single payment. Most commonly used during elective surgeries, as it covers the cost of surgery as well as the necessary pre- and post-op visits. Global payment. Okay, Medicare. Medicare is for over 65-year-olds, well, over or 65, or if they're under 65 with certain disabilities, end-stage renal disease, probably more, but you get the vibe. And then we do our, the different, like, forms or whatever of it are A, B, C, and D. A is for hospital admissions. This includes hospice and skilled nursing. B is for basic medical bills, like fees, labs, etc. C is for A and B combined. It is delivered by approved private companies. And then D is prescription drugs. So the first letters match again. We. Okay, next we're going to talk about medical errors. Medical errors, there is active error. Active error occurs at the frontline operator. For example, wrong IV pump dose programmed. There is an immediate impact with active error. Latent error is processes indirect to the operator, but it impacts patient care. For example, a different IV pump being used in a hospital. It's just an accident waiting to happen. It's an accident laying latent. Next is a never event. Never events are adverse events that are serious and preventable. For freaking example, a scalpel left in the abdomen. They're called never events because they should never occur. Subset is a sentinel event. A sentinel event is a never event that leads to death, permanent harm, and severe or severe temporary harm, aka a fucking scalpel left in their abdomen. And then the last type of error is a near miss. This is an unplanned event that causes no harm, but it has the potential to. For example, the pharmacist catches a drug-drug interaction and cancels your order, and then you look like a dumb, stupid fucking loser. Anyways, error analysis. Okay, so there are two different types of error analysis. There is root cause analysis and failure mode and effects analysis. So root cause analysis is retrospective. We're looking back to the root for retrospective. We apply after failure to prevent recurrence. Use records, participant interviews to identify the underlying problems that led to the errors. So a bunch of R: root cause, retrospective, prevent recurrence using records. And then there is failure mode and effects analysis. This is forward-looking. It is applied before process implementation to prevent failure occurrence. We use inductive reasoning to identify all the ways that things could fail, and then we prioritize them by probability and impact on patient. So failure mode and effects analysis is, you know, you believing you're gonna fail and, like, going, okay, when I fail, what will I do? And then preventing that. And then that ends our healthcare delivery. So that was it for the little public health section. We had a nice little break from micro, but now I have to go back to micro. Okay, thank you. Bye.